Good evening, everyone. It's always good to see you here in the auditorium, and welcome to those of you online as well. And if you're new to Christian Science, we warmly welcome you. Let's begin tonight with singing hymn number 189, and I'll read the first verse. Mine eyes look toward the mountains, help cometh from on high, from God who never slumbers, whose care is ever nigh. My foot shall not be moved, my keeper is the Lord. He never shall forsake me, I trust me to his word. Hymn number 189. I'll now read from the Bible and the Christian Science textbook. First, the Bible, Isaiah. Fear thou not, for I am with thee. Be not dismayed, for I am thy God. I will strengthen thee, yea, I will help thee. Yea, I will uphold thee with the right hand of my righteousness. Psalms. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. The Lord is our defense. Let all those that put their trust in thee rejoice. Let them ever shout for joy, because thou defendest them. Let them also that love thy name be joyful in thee, for thou, Lord, wilt bless the righteous. With favor wilt thou compass him as with a shield. 2 Chronicles. It came to pass after this also that the children of Moab and the children of Ammon, and with them other beside the Ammonites, came against Jehoshaphat to battle. Then there came some that told Jehoshaphat, saying, There cometh a great multitude against thee from beyond the sea on this side Syria. And Jehoshaphat feared and set himself to seek the Lord and proclaimed a fast throughout all Judah. And Judah gathered themselves together to ask help of the Lord. Even out of all the cities of Judah, they came to seek the Lord. And Jehoshaphat stood in the congregation of Judah and Jerusalem in the house of the Lord before the new court and said, O Lord God of our fathers, art not thou God in heaven? And rulest not thou over all the kingdoms of the heathen? And in thine hand is there not power and might, so that none is able to withstand thee? Art not thou our God, who didst drive out the inhabitants of this land before thy people Israel, and gavest it to the seed of Abraham thy friend forever? And they dwelt therein, and have built thee a sanctuary therein for thy name, saying, If, when evil cometh upon us, as the sword, judgment, or pestilence, or famine, we stand before this house and in thy presence, and cry unto thee in our affliction, then wilt thou hear and help. And now, behold, the children of Ammon and Moab and Mount Seir, whom thou wouldest not let Israel invade, when they came out of the land of Egypt, but they turned from them and destroyed them not. And behold, I say, how they reward us to come to cast us out of thy possession, which thou hast given us to inherit. O our God, wilt thou not judge them? For we have no might against this great company that cometh against us, neither know we what to do, but our eyes are upon thee. And all Judah stood before the Lord with their little ones, their wives, and their children. And he said, Hearken ye all Judah and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem, and thou King Jehoshaphat, thus saith the Lord unto you, Be not afraid nor dismayed by reason of this great multitude, for the battle is not yours, but God's. Tomorrow go ye down against them. Ye shall not need to fight in this battle. Set yourselves, stand ye still, and see the salvation of the Lord with you, O Judah and Jerusalem. Fear not, nor be dismayed. Tomorrow go out against them, for the Lord will be with you. And Jehoshaphat bowed his head with his face to the ground, and all Judah and the inhabitants of Jerusalem fell before the Lord, worshiping the Lord. And they rose early in the morning and went forth into the wilderness of Tekoa. And as they went forth, Jehoshaphat stood and said, Hear me, O Judah, and ye inhabitants of Jerusalem. Believe in the Lord your God, so shall ye be established. Believe his prophets, so shall ye prosper. And when he had consulted with the people, he appointed singers unto the Lord, and that should praise the beauty of holiness, as they went out before the army, and to say, Praise the Lord, for his mercy endureth forever. And when they began to sing and to praise, the Lord set ambushments against the children of Ammon, Moab, and Mount Seir, which were come against Judah, and they were smitten. Then when they returned, every man of Judah and Jerusalem, and Jehoshaphat in the forefront of them, to go again to Jerusalem with joy, for the Lord had made them to rejoice over their enemies. And they came to Jerusalem with psalteries and harps and trumpets unto the house of the Lord. And the fear of God was on all the kingdoms of those countries when they had heard that the Lord fought against the enemies of Israel. So the realm of Jehoshaphat was quiet, for his God gave him rest round about. Psalms. Behold, God is mine helper. He hath delivered me out of all trouble. Hebrews. There remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God. Let us labor therefore to enter into that rest, lest any man fall after the same example of unbelief. Luke. And Jesus returned in the power of the Spirit into Galilee, and he came to Nazareth, where he had been brought up, and as his custom was, he went into the synagogue on the Sabbath day and stood up for to read. And there was delivered unto him the book of the prophet Isaiah. And when he had opened the book, he found the place where it was written, The Spirit of the Lord is upon me, because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord. And he closed the book, and he gave it again to the minister, and sat down. And the eyes of all them that were in the synagogue were fastened on him. And he began to say unto them, This day is this scripture fulfilled in your ears. And all bare him witness, and wondered at the gracious words which proceeded out of his mouth. And they said, Is not this Joseph's son? And he said unto them, Ye will surely say unto me this proverb, Physician, heal thyself. Whatsoever we have heard done in Capernaum, do also here in thy country. And he said, Verily I say unto you, no prophet is accepted in his own country. But I tell you of a truth, many widows were in Israel in the days of Elias, when the heaven was shut up 3 years and 6 months, when great famine was throughout all the land. But unto none of them was Elias sent, save unto Sarepta, a city of Sidon, unto a woman that was a widow. And many lepers were in Israel in the time of Eliseus the prophet, and none of them was cleansed, saving Naaman the Syrian. And all they in the synagogue, when they heard these things, were filled with wrath, and rose up, and thrust him out of the city, and led him unto the brow of the hill whereon their city was built, that they might cast him down headlong. But he, passing through the midst of them, went his way. 1 Corinthians. And my speech and my preaching was not with enticing words of man's wisdom, but in demonstration of the Spirit and of power, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. Isaiah. In returning and rest shall ye be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength. Zephaniah. The Lord thy God in the midst of thee is mighty. He will save. He will rejoice over thee with joy. He will rest in his love. He will joy over thee with singing. I'll now read related passages from the Christian Science textbook, Science and Health with Key to the Scriptures by Mary Baker Eddy. Material sense does not unfold the facts of existence, but spiritual sense lifts human consciousness into eternal truth. To be immortal, we must forsake the mortal sense of things, turn from the lie of false belief to truth, and gather the facts from the divine, the facts of being from the divine mind. The categories of metaphysics rest on one basis, the divine mind. Metaphysics resolves things into thoughts and exchanges the objects of sense for the ideas of soul. These ideas are perfectly real and tangible to spiritual consciousness, and they have this advantage over the objects and thoughts of material sense. They are good and eternal. Prophet, a spiritual seer, disappearance of material sense before the conscious facts of spiritual truth. Christian Science, properly understood, would disabuse the human mind of material beliefs which war against spiritual facts. And these material beliefs must be denied and cast out to make place for truth. Jesus' spiritual origin and understanding enabled him to demonstrate the facts of being, to prove irrefutably how spiritual truth destroys material error, heals sickness, and overcomes death. Wearing in part a human form, that is, as it seemed to mortal view, being conceived by a human mother, Jesus was the mediator between spirit and the flesh, between truth and error. Explaining and demonstrating the way of divine science, he became the way of salvation to all who accepted his word. From him, mortals may learn how to escape from evil. Wait for your reward and be not weary in well-doing. If your endeavors are beset by fearful odds and you receive no present reward, go not back to error nor become a sluggard in the race. When the smoke of battle clears away, you will discern the good you have done and receive according to your deserving. The ancient prophets gained their foresight from a spiritual, incorporeal standpoint, not by foreshadowing evil and mistaking fact for fiction, predicting the future from a groundwork of corporeality and human belief. It is the prerogative of the ever-present divine mind and of thought which is in rapport with this mind to know the past, the present, and the future. To understand that mind is infinite, not bounded by corporeality, nor dependent upon the ear and eye for sound or sight, nor upon muscles and bones for locomotion, is a step towards the mind science, by which we discern man's nature and existence. It is recorded that Jesus, as he once journeyed with his students, knew their thoughts, read them scientifically. In like manner, he discerned disease and healed the sick. After the same method, events of great moment were foretold by the Hebrew prophets. When sufficiently advanced in science to be in harmony with the truth of being, men become seers and prophets involuntarily, controlled not by demons, spirits, or demagogues, but by the one spirit. In the vast forever, in the science and truth of being, the only facts are spirit and its innumerable creations. God is more to a man than his belief, and the less we acknowledge matter or its laws, the more immortality we possess. Consciousness constructs a better body when faith in matter has been conquered. Correct material belief by spiritual understanding, and spirit will form you anew. When the final physical and moral effects of Christian Science are fully apprehended, the conflict between truth and error, understanding and belief, science and material sense, foreshadowed by the prophets and inaugurated by Jesus, will cease and spiritual harmony reign. Then the raindrops of divinity refresh the earth. As St. Paul says, there remaineth therefore a rest to the people of God, of spirit. Let's pray silently, and then let's join together and pray aloud the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Let's sing a second hymn, number 80. I'll read the first and third verse. God is our refuge and defense, in trouble our unfailing aid. Secure in his omnipotence, what foe can make our heart afraid? Built by the word of his command, with his unclouded presence blessed, firm as his throne the bulwarks stand, there is our home, our hope, our rest. Hymn number 80. In our weekly services, we join together to pray deeply, sing, hear healing ideas, share our gratitude, and encourage and support each other, all of which bring blessings to each one of us and to our community. All of our church activities, the locations of our two reading rooms, and the times of our services are posted on the bulletin board in the hallway. There is additional information in the pamphlets at the welcome desk and on our website, sixthchurchdenver.com. First Church of Christ Scientist Denver is delighted to be offering a free public lecture by Emra Farkas this Sunday, May 5th, entitled Finding Where God is Seen and Felt. What's Church Got to Do with It? The 2 p.m. talk will be preceded by organ music starting at 1:30. There's also free parking and childcare available. The remainder of this meeting is open to you to share your love for God and how God has responded and blessed you and those who your prayers have included, your family, your friends, your colleagues, your local community, and our world. If you didn't have the opportunity to share at the Christian Science Board of Directors meeting last week, now is the perfect time. We'd love to hear how you're connecting to the community through prayer and the results that you've seen. Your comments are bound to bless and uplift others. For those of you here in the auditorium, as you know, just raise your hand and the usher will bring you a microphone. You can begin speaking. And for those of you online, just unmute yourself and you can begin speaking. For privacy purposes, this portion of the meeting is not available for replay. Thank you. Let's close our meeting tonight with another song. Hymn number 361. I'll read the first verse. Trust all to God the Father, confide thou in none other. He is thy sole defense. He cares for thee past measure. Seek him who has thy treasure. Thy helper is omnipotence. Hymn number 361.